Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
When you're living in the space when your team is good, it's very easy to think that they're going to be good for a really long
time.
Make
this last forever.
Yes, that it's going to last forever, Keith Sweat and Cheryl Pepsi Riley, right? I think that's who's doing the female vocals on that song. But I want to present to you last year's playoff teams and all of the teams that thought, man, we're about to go on a run. Our team is good and can't nobody stop us. And everything's going to be great. And there's going to be balloons and lollipops and everything else.
Everything is awesome.
Everything is awesome. Let's start with, I think, maybe the most relevant comp for the Bears. The Washington Commanders. The Washington Commanders had the world to themselves. Everyone was like, look at this Jaden Daniels guy. Did the Bears make a huge mistake? Did they draft the wrong guy? Jaden Daniels is way ahead of what Caleb Williams is doing. And look at what they did to Detroit. They destroyed those dudes. And
Cliff Kingsbury should be everybody's head coach.
Right? And then stuff starts to happen. You forget about how they brought in a bunch of old veterans, and those old veterans had career years, and guys that were on short deals were doing really well. And then you get into this season, you're like, hey, Washington doesn't look quite right. And then the quarterback gets hurt. And then the quarterback gets hurt again.
As is a part of the quarterback's resume.
Correct. And one of the things that people worried about draft-wise about him. So all of that happens, and then Cliff Kingsbury looks stupid. And Dan Quinn ends up looking stupid. And these were guys like, man, I wish that the Bears had blank.
They had a chance to hire both those guys.
And they didn't do it. Granted, I think both of them would have been a better choice than the choice that they made.
The one that was in 2024, yeah.
But that's one team. I think that's the best, like, apples-to-apples comp. Then there are the Vikings.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The Vikings were like, we can find a quarterback anywhere. It doesn't matter. Our coach is so good that it doesn't matter if we pull a quarterback off the couch or if we pull him out of space camp or if we just say, hey, what about you, a reclamation project? Would you like to come here? And they had choices. They had choices of two veteran quarterbacks to go back to for this season. They decided on neither of them. They sent one to Seattle. Now, Seattle, well, they didn't send them, but one of them ended up going to Seattle, and now Seattle is one of the best teams in the NFC. The other one was doing the same thing for the AFC, and now he's hurt, and they had to go sign Phillip Rivers. And then you're looking around going, I don't know if this J.J. McCarthy guy is it. And he's grittying into the end zone, and the coach is telling him, stop doing that.
Stop all that grittying.
Get your too ass back in the classroom. So they are a cautionary tale.
Oh, are they ever? Kevin O'Connor, what quarterback? It doesn't matter what quarterback I win with.
I would also offer to you the Baltimore Ravens.
Ooh. Interesting.
We got two-time MVP quarterback, and for us, defense filled with a bunch of guys who know what they're doing, and they can play. And then all of a sudden, the quarterback gets hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not as effective. You lose the first game of the season. And you had people in that locker room being like, you know, after that first game to Buffalo, it just kind of, things have not been quite right with us. They still have a chance to make the playoffs, but now they need help to make the playoffs. Because Aaron Rodgers is out here turning back the clock over the last couple of weeks, doing cool stuff. But my point is that those, at least those three teams, and there's more, I'll get to.
Mm-hmm.
But those three teams all were like, we got this. The Washington in particular was like, everyone's got to come through Washington this year. And guess what? They did.
And they left with whatever they wanted to.
That's right. And you have Marcus Mariota out there quarterbacking, who's perfect if you need two games.
Yeah.
If you need five games,
a little different story.
It's a much different story. May I offer to you one of the teams that was in the Super Bowl last year?
Really?
The Philadelphia Eagles. I know you thought I was going to say the other team.
Yeah.
I'm going to get to them in a minute.
Okay.
The Philadelphia Eagles may, in fact, win the Super Bowl this year.
Right.
It is still on the table.
It is.
But everyone who's watched them goes, something ain't right. And I don't know what that is. Most people in Philly would tell you it's the offensive coordinator. Some people would tell you that it's the quarterback. Some people would be like, they got a wide receiver that's out here just taking random shots at people whenever he wants.
Is it the receiver that would tell you it's the quarterback? I kind of feel like that's how they roll.
I feel like he would be the only one who would tell you. You also have Saquon Barkley have the type of year where he's jumping over people backwards. And then all of a sudden, no.
Mm-mm.
He's not doing that.
No, not
so,
this year.
So even though things are set up and they could still end up winning this thing, Jalen Hurts is that good. Sirianni, who I wasn't a believer in, I think is that good.
Yeah.
They've got players. But then all of a sudden, oh, look at that. Your number one pick from a couple years ago, his shoulders don't work after playing the Bears. Got turned sideways. Now all of a sudden, Jalen Carter is not available for you to do what you need to do. And so you go, oh, that's too bad that that's happened to them. May I offer you another case, Mr. Heron?
You got more?
I do.
All right, who you got?
The Detroit Lions.
Oh, yeah.
The Detroit Lions were the best team in the NFC from start to finish last year.
Right.
They were scary good. It came down to a battle with them and the Minnesota Vikings, who's going to be the one seed in the last Sunday of the season. And they go out there and they did work.
Handle business.
They handled their business. And then they got handled in the playoffs. And then Ben Johnson left. And he showed up in Chicago. And everything started to go really well for the Bears and not so great for the Lions. They had some issues with play calling. Dan Campbell has to take the play calling back. That doesn't go great. All of a sudden, Amon-Ra gets hurt. There's that issue going on. They can't stop anyone. Brian Branch gets hurt. So they're having this great – Jahmyr Gibbs is on a Hall of Fame trajectory right now. But it doesn't seem to matter how many points they score because their defense is just going to give up seven more points to the other team. As it stands right now, the Detroit Lions are on the outside of the playoff perspective looking in.
Which is wild.
Yes.
That is wild.
Yes. And they're a very good team. Mm. And who knows? They could also get on a heater and end up winning this thing. But right now, if the playoffs started today, their asses are not in it.
And Aaron Rodgers could put them out of it, right?
Aaron Rodgers,
this weekend.
Yeah. The part-time owner of the Bears could actually do the Bears a solid. So
are Bears fans going to be forced to root for Aaron Rodgers this weekend?
Yes, they are.
If the Bears win on Saturday, absolutely.
Oh,
yes,
man.
They are. You're going to be rooting for Aaron Rodgers. Pull all those Aaron Rodgers dolls that you burned in effigy out of the closet.
Just take the pins out of them.
Take the pins out of them.
All those kind of, you know, things that they were trying to do to see if they could impact his left shoulder, sticking a pin in the little doll. Just pull the pins out. Maybe he'll continue to look good.
I got two more.
All right.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, yeah. It felt like they were going to have a window.
MVP candidate.
Right.
Baker Mayfield threw for like 18,000 yards last season. Then all of a sudden, Mike Evans gets hurt, and your offense is less effective. Your defense isn't great either, and Baker starts throwing a few more interceptions. They're in a battle right now with the Carolina Panthers.
With the Carolina Panthers?
Yes, and here's a question to think about.
Uh-oh.
If the Carolina Panthers also make the playoffs this year, is the trade a wash? The answer is no, but it's fun to play that game.
They both won the trade.
They both won. If the Panthers get back to the playoffs the same year the Bears do, is it a what? No, it's not. It's not. The Bears are in a much better shape than what they are. So the Buccaneers are sitting there going, if we lose these two games, because they've got two of their last three games against the Carolina Panthers, we're going home. And little Bryce Young and the rest of the Panthers are going to find themselves in the playoffs.
Did he add Lil? That's just his rap name, Lil Bryce Young?
I mean, we're basically the same size. So, yes, that's an issue.
Lil Breezy.
And finally, I offer to you, sir, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, them. The perennial Super Bowl contending Chiefs.
Remember them?
I do.
The best quarterback on the planet.
Ah, it's a painful memory.
One of the best coaches that's ever graced the sideline.
Of all time.
Perhaps the best tight end that's ever played.
Maybe.
One of the greatest pass rushers in NFL history.
Yeah, they got one of those too.
It's all falling apart. Patrick's on the shelf for 9 to 12 months, so they might not even be back next year.
Oh, right.
Travis might retire. Andy might retire. They were eliminated from playoff contention last week.
You know what? Is Patrick going to retire too?
I don't know.
No. All right.
No, he'll be fine because what is he, 30? He'll be fine.
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
29?
I think.
Something like that.
He'll be fine in 9 to 12 months.
Yeah, right.
But the Chiefs as a team, who are probably thinking, well, we'll slow play it like we've always done. Mm. And here's the thing that I remember about last year, and it's one of the reasons why I want to point this out about looking at what you are one year and projecting out to the next year. Last year, what was the most remarkable thing about the Kansas City Chiefs? How
all
they were winning one-score games.
Yeah.
And guess what? It's completely flipped.
Still playing close games.
And now they're losing those one-score games. And it's kind of how the NFL is designed.
Yeah.
I say all of this to say to you,
in summation,
enjoy every minute of this. While Caleb is healthy, while the offensive line is working, most of, if not all, of the moves that were made this offseason by Ryan Poles have worked. And yeah. I got to give him that credit. And I've been one of his biggest critics. You should enjoy every bit of this. Do not listen to someone that tells you that the Bears are set up for years and years and years. That is not how the NFL works.
Just ask the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, we need the sounder for that.
How many Super Bowls was Joe Burrow supposed to make after that second year in the league?
Uh-huh.
And how many has he been back to?
None.
Zilch. Zip.
scary.
Zero.
It's scary out in these football streets. Don't let anyone tell you that the Bears can't win the Super Bowl this year. It has been a bizarre year in the NFL. They very well could. And enjoy every minute of it, and do not bank on things are going to be great. We can talk about that next August, but right now, this season that's in front of the Bears right now, there is an opportunity there, and you don't get comfortable with the idea that it's going to be like this every single year, that everything is going to be great, because there are a lot of people that have told you Dan Quinn made a huge impact on what happened. If we go back a couple years ago, people will tell you that Mike McDaniel popped into Miami and everything was going to be different. And as far as comps go, people were talking about his run game setting up the pass game and talking about his number one pick and how they meshed really well.
Yeah.
And things were going really well for Miami. And now they about to bench Tua and go in a different direction.
And Dolphins fans are talking about firing this guru of a head coach who everybody loved a couple of years ago.
You get me.
I tried to. I think you were there, man.
I thank you for indulging me. We need that. I don't even know in what other context.
Guys, but 2026, no Mahomes, no Parsons. I mean, come on.
Now, I mean, it was probably a week ago. I think it was like last week, something like that, where I started talking about maybe, just maybe, this season is a success and we're good no matter what happens from here. It's probably 2 weeks ago. But My paradigm on the ceiling for this team has continued to evolve. So it doesn't mean this ceiling, this season can't still be viewed as a success regardless, but what could it become? What is the ceiling of this squad? How far can it go?
I don't think
that's evolved for me.
And for me too. And I don't think that you can put a ceiling on what they could be this year, because the season has been that damn weird that why not them? Why can't they be the beneficiary? There's not a soul among us, and I would dare Ben Johnson to admit no one thought they would be the number one seed in week 13 of the season. Everyone thought that they would be kind of like, oh, well, look at the Bears, look at them, they're trending towards 9 wins. No, you can take the governor off, you can take the lid off, all that stuff, have fun inside of this, because the rest of it, don't end up like those teams that we more than half of the field last year from the playoffs is in some sort of crisis. Just keep that in mind.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.